You're now listening to The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. And fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
And fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you,
motherfucker. Come on, white guys, nigga. Hey, and welcome to another episode of Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. And here we are again. You know, it's never me by myself. I have the homie, the husband, Justin. What's going on, dog?
Man, what's up, fellow house husband? How you doing, man?
You know how we do it. Husbands always in the house. So this week we decided to talk to some people about some very important topics. The first and most importantly, let me first start by saying, what have you been up to in this off week?
Man, you know, just thinking about ways to keep my home happy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep a successful, long-lasting marriage. And what I came up with is I need to get my woman pregnant.
Oh yeah, that's a big thing. I think a lot of dudes, you know, they're struggling with that problem, because once you get a woman pregnant, you got her for the rest of her life. You can sit at home on the couch playing video games, getting half of that check.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. Like, what can I do to make sure that my woman will always be mine? And, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't, you know, and the one thing that kept coming to my mind was get her pregnant.
Right. Because yeah. You got to be careful. These women out here these days, they are expecting us to try to get them pregnant and to try to trap them. So they're already fully prepared. They're coming in with birth control, condoms, spermicide. You have to watch your back. And if you really want to trap them, you're going to have to start thinking proactively.
Right. Doing things like, now I'm going to start putting prenatal vitamins in her food and drinks.
Exactly. A lot of times the house husband cooks, you know, all the time Karen comes in the house. Can you cook me something to eat? Where's my food? Don't make me hit you again. And I would just tell her straight up, like, bitch, I'll get your food when I'm ready. And it just happened to be ready when you was about to hit me, and I'll give it to her. But what I'd like to do, always take one substance that's a little bit permeable, like mashed potatoes are a good one. Anything au gratin, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Casseroles, right. Really good for this.
Grits
are good for, you go ahead, throw a prenatal vitamin up in there, in that blender, blend it up real quick, stir it in. She'll eat it like candy. She'll never know. Yep. Never know.
There's other things, man. Like, I'll make up excuses. Like, I went to the store, they were sold out of condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew everybody is practicing safe sex? So then I can just bust nuts all up in my woman.
Exactly. You get them all hot and bothered. They don't have time to think. Next thing you know, you break. What I like to do, because some people, they do this at the deli or they buy their meat pre-sliced. I buy my condoms pre-cut. Nice. I'd like to just take a little scissors and just chop just a little bit through there. Just enough where they can't notice. You put it on, within minutes, it's breaking. Nice. Okay? Once it breaks, you keep going. All right?
You know what? And that's something I need to do, is to go ahead and do that with my condoms. Like, when I'm ripping up in the condom package, rip a little hole in the condom. So even if there are condoms, I'm still getting my nut off inside.
And if you're a man, especially a black man, you'll be fine, because the rhythm method doesn't work on black people, because our rhythm is too good. That's right. Why we have so many illegitimate pregnancies in the first place.
Right. And for some of you smaller size brothers out there, if you buy magnums, the condom's going to come off anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Always go too big if you can't help yourself.
Right.
I like to do a little trick where I take Karen's birth control and I replace them with Tic Tacs.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that way that morning kiss is always fresh.
Always fresh. And she just thinks that she has the most delicious birth control on the planet. But really, she's been eating Tic Tacs 3-4 years at this point. You know?
Now, what I plan on doing actually is, I think I'm just going to continue her birth control, but replace it with the Tic Tacs, like you said. But mm-hmm. I'm going to cancel her health insurance, and I'll be sure I'm the one that goes and picks it up.
That's smart. Yes, that's like, if you can pick up your wife's medication, you can kind of jump the middleman. You don't have to let them be, you know, beat you to the punch. Cause if you can go ahead and get her medication, when she shows up, you just hand her her placebos and say, take some more of those. You'll be fine.
She'll love you all the better for it. Cause now you're doing something extra for her.
Another thing I like to do is called condom miming. Condom miming. What that means is it's dark. You turn off all the lights. You go, oh, let me go get the condom. I know you like some extra protection. You unrip the condom. You make the little sound and all this stuff. And then you just don't slide the condom on, okay? You just put the condom down there. You just lay it on the bed sheets. And you put it right on. And go right in. You don't put it on. You just go right in. It's condom miming. She doesn't know that you didn't, you know, she's not looking to check. She trusts you. That's why she married you in the first place.
Now, see, your marriage is a marriage that's going to last her.
Thanks, man. Thank you. You know, the only thing is, you know, sometimes I feel like Karen doesn't, you know, she must have another thing that she's doing to try to, like, you know, stay ahead of me. Cause I'm taking all these steps and, you know, I'm checking the trash and seeing what else she got. Cause it's got to be something else to this that is keeping her from getting pregnant, but you know, I gotta do what I gotta do.
I think if you start implementing all these steps
at the same time,
we'll both have long successful marriages through this pregnancy.
I feel like that health insurance that you brought up is really the biggest thing. Now also this week we had, you know, I understand that you got something big you want to announce and, you want me to come check out.
Right. Well, you know, I wanted to meet up, cause I got this idea. I've been putting some money aside and I want to open up a barbershop and a check cashing place. So I want you to come check out the space.
Like two different places? You want to open up like a barbershop and then a check cashing place? You mean like?
No, ooh. No. This is one location that serves two purposes.
Okay. Well, you know what? I always support black owned businesses. It's always good for black men, especially house husbands, to have something of their own, because if you don't have anything to fall back on and you just relying off of having her check, that's how you get hemmed up.
Right. Well, you know, I'm balling out here, so I keep money coming in.
Okay.
And one of the things is it's a great location, great part of town, and it's a large space. I'm getting it for the low.
Okay. Where at? What part of town?
It's on the west side of town, off West Boulevard. Whoa. I don't know if you've heard of it.
West Charlotte. Now, I know this motherfucker is not trying to have me drive all the way across town to West Charlotte where we gonna get robbed. Not me. I'm not hopping out of my car, and I'm definitely not gawking up in his face at his raggedy-ass ghetto check-cashing and haircuttery spot.
Right, so it's on the perfect side of town.
Well, it sounds pretty nice, man. What are you gonna call it?
I'm gonna call it Cut the Checks.
Cut the Checks. So, like, that doesn't sound that classy to me at all, Justin.
Oh, no, it's very classy. The cut is be spelled with a K instead of a C. Mm-hmm. That's very classy. And checks will end with a Z instead of a S.
That sounds a little ghetto to me, but, you know.
It's a great idea. What are you trying to say though?
I'm just saying that it sounds a little hood or whatnot, and that's, yeah, look, you know what? It doesn't matter, man. I'm just happy for your success and I just want you to have the best, man. So, you know, that's cool with me.
I mean, it's a great idea. It's called Cut the Checks. It's serving two purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to have aquarium on the inside. It's going to have gated bar gates and things like that for people to cash their checks. And I'm really telling you about this idea because I want you to put in on it. You know, I want you to be a partner in this. You just have to come up with $75,000.
Okay.
I got the other $30,000.
Okay,
and we got the space.
I mean, we definitely might be able to do that. You know, I probably need to think about it for a second and see what
about it.
Yeah, I just probably need to think about it for a second.
Opportunity of a lifetime. I'm trying to include you in on my idea.
Let me just think about it for a second. Now this motherfucker must think I'm out of my mind. I'm not about to give your raggedy ass 75 G's for some old ratty, roachy piece of shit hole in the wall. Are you out of your mind? Haircuttery and check cashing? That sounds like people just gonna be making cash transactions to cut their hair and then turn around and get robbed outside the door. Sorry, but I am too classy for this shit. I'm gonna hop back up in my 1993 Corolla and roll the fuck out, cause that is stupid. Well, you know, Justin, I'm gonna think about it and just see what I can do.
I mean, what you talking about? Like, you need 5 minutes to think about it? You gonna get a sandwich, come back? What?
I mean, it's a lot of money, man. And I mean,
it's only $75,000.
Look, you're broke ass. Why you not even
broke?
Yeah.
I mean, nigga, you in my spot. I'm trying to hook you up.
Look, man, I'm tired
with
of
this great idea. You gonna come at me like that?
This is a terrible idea. 75 G's is way too much money.
You just said it was a good idea. I'm serving two purposes to the community. I'm bringing jobs out here.
But what kind of person is gonna even, they gonna be cashing their check just to get a haircut?
Cuts to go? This is ingenious.
You're so...
Nigga, we cutting the checks.
Do not make me lose my mind up in your spot, man. I know this is your potential place of business, but I will fucking go crazy.
Man, you've never heard of a barbershop failing, and you've never heard of a check cashing place failing. I got them at the same location. I'm thinking about even putting a liquor store in the back.
This whole idea is failed, man.
Man, you just said it was a great idea.
You know what? Karen's supposed to come get me anyway.
Man, get the fuck out my shop, man.
Well, fuck you. I will get out.
Get the fuck out my shop.
I don't give a fuck, man.
Talking about partner. I can't even believe I added thought about you.
Man, fuck you, man. Thank you for coming to get me, baby. I'm out of here. Fuck you, man.
I can't believe I'm trying to include Rod on making some money on my idea. Well, he know he don't got shit going for himself. I mean, he just a house husband that sit around all day and do whatever Karen want him to do. And I invite him to my shit? This nigga got the nerve to talk shade? Talk about my idea? Like, I sit around for hours thinking about this, and he gonna come up here in my face and insult my shit in my face. Talking about he too good to come to the West Boulevard. Like, he can grow up on this side of town. Man, fuck him. You know what? Matter of fact, we can't even be house husband friends no more. He can't never come to my house. I ain't never coming to his house. He ain't welcome to my shop. We ain't playing ball together. We ain't going to the spa together. Nothing. Like, fuck him. We done as friends.
Wow. Things really got a little crazy today. But what we want to talk about is the very serious topic of pregnancy in the house husband community. When it comes to tricking your wife into getting pregnant, make sure that you first consult a physician before attempting any of the things that you heard today. Not everything that we said today is endorsed by the Real House Husbands, TM, or the Black Guy Who Tips Network. And as far as Justin, yo, that nigga wouldn't be shit without me. I made that motherfucker. I wish that bitch would, I think that was the card dog. Okay, yeah, that's Karen. All right, guys, it's been a good show. We'll be back next week with the conclusion of, huh?